uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have Sue Balcom with Farms, the executive director with Farms out of Medina. How are you doing today, Sue?
Well, I'm a little wet over here, but we could use the moisture. I suppose it's not such a bad thing.
I agree with you 100%, and that's the chance of rain throughout the day. So, I mean, this rain that's coming down, it's really good, but you said you had to hang out laundry today, so that kind of puts a damper on things.
I most certainly did. I'm hanging around my house now, raising the humidity as we speak.
All right, Sue. So you're on today. You are the executive director with Farms, and we have these weekly webinars that are going on. And you are hosting this week's webinar, and it is Farm to School in Your Community.
Yes, and we're also going to talk a little bit about Food Day, and that is because October 24th is Food Day, and the entire month of October is actually the National Farm to School Month.
Okay.
Now, we celebrate Farm to School a little bit earlier, like in September, because there's more produce fresh from the farmer's market, because lately it's been raining and we can't get to the farmer's markets on the weekends.
Oh, man. Yeah. So now Food Day, what does that consist of, Sue?
Well, Food Day is, I think this is the third year that Food Day was just kind of a set-aside day for people to kind of like get together, have some good local food, and maybe talk about where their food comes from. Was it raised in a just and sustainable manner? Hmm. Just kind of like to get people thinking about, you know, where their food comes from and the little steps that we can take as a community to try and work towards the local food system.
Right. Now, Sue, I believe we talked a little bit about this before, but does this Food Day consist of the local food being grown and being in the schools as well?
Well, yes. We think that, like, things like Pride of Dakota Day at the beginning of October, and then Food Day would be another reason or excuse or event to kind of celebrate local foods in the schools.
Mm.
And while they might not be able to get something like totally off the farm anymore, I know there's a lot of people that have apple trees that have wonderful apples right now. Anything or any kind of education piece that a teacher or a food service person could do to kind of say to these kids, hey, you know what? Farmer Joe, south of Jamestown,
mm-hmm.
he grows vegetables, and we can eat those vegetables because they're close to our home, and they can learn about agriculture and the connection between food and agriculture, which is something that's kind of been lost in the shuffle of the last 30 years.
Right, right. Now, Sue, does this farm to school, does this focus on being conscious of what where their food is coming from? Does Farms do anything with the school to help with this Farm to School Month?
Yes, actually, I do. I am the North Dakota State Lead for Farm to School, so I act as much as possible as a liaison between farmers and food service.
Ah.
And actually, Shelley Mack in Jamestown on Tuesday of last week served some nice red roasted potatoes from one of the local farmers south of Jamestown. And we will be probably in that school in November doing some surveys with the kids. We'd like kids to understand that potatoes are growing under the ground and they aren't just French fries at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I think sometimes that gets, you know, oh, I'm having potatoes. Well, what are you eating? Well, I'm eating these French fries from McDonald's.
And you know what? I got that pulled on me with my step-grandson. I said, don't you eat any vegetables? And he goes, yeah, I eat vegetables. And I'm like, well, what vegetables do you like? And he said, French fries. You can't dispute that that's a vegetable.
Right.
If people only ate French fries as often as it took them to go buy a potato,
mm-hmm.
clean it, peel it, cut it, deep fry it, and serve it, then we wouldn't be eating them every single day of our lives. And then they wouldn't be such a bad food for us.
Right, absolutely. Sue, now that's the upcoming topic for this Wednesday. Do you want to tell people how they can get signed up to take this class?
Absolutely. If you go to our website at farms, FARRMS.org, there's a little registration link on the very home page, or you could call me at 701-527-5169. You can sign up for just today's class, or you can sign up for the whole semester. They are recorded, so you can access all of them up to date. Next week, we're going to have a special guest from Bismarck speaking about how to start a farmer's market, and we're going to have her be on the radio with you. So I'm so excited about that.
Right. We'll get to talk to, I believe her name is Lori Martin, correct?
That is correct. And she works on Roving Donkey Farm.
Oh, wow. So now what, so she's focusing on starting a farmer's market in your community. Is that kind of down her alley? Is that what she does?
You know what? She actually is a farmer. She owns some acreage north of Bismarck, but she decided to start a farmer's market in Bismarck that has been wildly successful. And she can tell you all of the wonderful things that they've added to that to make it more of a destination.
Okay.
So that entire families will come down on Saturday morning and spend time at her market.
Okay, wow. Sue, I'm gonna shift things on you here really quick. We usually talk about these webinars, but recently it was announced that Farms had announced the deadline for the Grants to Grow. Do you want to talk a little bit about that quickly before we get done here?
Sure. Grants to Grow is a microcredit loan and grant program that Farms has for sustaining farmers, sustaining gardeners, organic transitioning farmers. We have certain amount of money every year that we give directly to farmers. The payback is extremely easy because we want you to come to us with your business or enterprise idea, whether it's a value-added idea, whether you need water for your livestock production or a fence to keep the deer out of your garden. The applications are also available on our website or by calling our office, and the deadline was moved up to December 1st. So, if you need to submit an application, they will be scored. They will be, we'll give out all the money to as many applicants as we possibly can. And then the payback is really much easier. It's easier to get this line of credit than it is if you went to the bank. And it's easier to pay it back because we have one annual payment for the first 3 years, and the interest rate is pretty low thereafter. So.
Okay, so now to get that information, you said just visit your website, and that's where they can also find the application to apply for these grants to grow.
Absolutely. It's downloadable. It is under, I think it's under one of the tabs at the top. I will go back in when I'm done here and check to make sure that it's easily available.
Okay.
But yes, we would like people to apply. When they do apply, they are also required to become members of the Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society, and we pay for that as part of the program. And then they're eligible to take our Farm Beginnings course, which is 8 wonderful days of intense training so that we hope they will be a success. So we aren't just going to give you money and run. We are going to make sure that you use that money for what you said you were going to use it for, and we'll do follow-up on you so you can share your story with the rest of the world. And Lori is one of our grant recipients, so you might want to ask her how that's going. She's this is her second year of farming after taking the Farm Beginnings course.
Ah, so we can kind of get a first-hand experience or get a first-person look at this grant that you guys offer.
Right, whether it was beneficial or not, she can tell you that herself, but I think she'd probably be saying it was.
That's good. Sue, thank you again for coming on to our show, and I guess we won't be talking to you next week. We'll be talking to Lori, but we look forward to hearing about how the webinars are going.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your program and talk about them. So you have a wonderful day, Warren.
You too, Sue. Hey, stay dry today.
Thank you.